Welcome to episode 57 of the Black Wealth Under God podcast, where we inject faith into our finances and allow God to lead us in spirit and in truth. I want to thank God first and foremost for another opportunity to speak and be heard. And I want to thank you all for continuing to tap in and continue this journey with me as we try to push this message of financial literacy forward. You know, to be honest, I don't entirely remember what inspired this episode. So, usually I have a little soliloquy or something like that to start off, maybe where the idea came from, or some kind of example or something. I don't have nothing for you this time. All I know is that I was looking through my notes, meditating and thinking about what this episode would be about, and I saw a note that said, ignoring the rafts. Here we are. Today we're going to discuss ignoring the opportunities that God presents us with, why we do it, and my best advice at this point in life about how to proceed. So we'll get into all that after the music plays. And speaking of music, I would like some custom music to add into the pod, man. I no longer desire to use this stock music that I've been using. Hey, it's getting the job done, and I can continue to use it as long as it does that. But I want to take things up a notch, especially going into 2024, man. I want to take things up to another level and just see how we can continue to expand and just, push things forward little by little. So, somebody hit me up and let me know if you know anybody can do music or has any ideas. If you can do music, hey, holler at your boy, man. BlackWealthUnderGod@gmail.com. BlackWealthUnderGod on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, wherever you can type in BlackWealthUnderGod. Just holler at your boy, man. So, anyways, in Jesus' name, let's get it. Job. So this time, I don't really have a verse for you, right? This time, it's more of a parable, if you will. The drowning man parable. I'm sure some of you may have heard this before, but I'm just gonna read it, read through it here, and if you've heard it, great. If not, and this is your first time, be sure to lock in and try to understand what the message is and see where we're going, and see what you can ascertain from this little story, man. So without further ado, let me get this mic pulled up. All right, so the drowning man, it says, a fellow was stuck on his rooftop in a flood. He was praying to God for help. Soon, a man in a rowboat came by, and the fellow shouted to the man on the roof, jump in, I can save you. The stranded fellow shouted back, no, it's okay, I'm praying to God, he's going to save me. So the rowboat went on. Then a motorboat came by. The fellow in the motorboat shouted, jump in, I can save you. To this, the stranded man said, no thanks. I'm praying to God, and he's going to save me. I have faith. So the motorboat, it went along. Then a helicopter came by, and the pilot shouted down, grab the rope, and I'll lift you to safety. To this, the stranded man again replied, no thanks. I'm praying to God, and he's going to save me. I have faith. So the helicopter reluctantly flew away. Soon the water rose above the rooftop and the man drowned. He went to heaven. He finally got his chance to discuss this whole situation with God, at which point he exclaimed, I had faith in you, but you didn't save me and you let me drown. I don't understand why. To this, God replied, I sent you a rowboat and a motorboat and a helicopter, What more did you expect? Ladies and gentlemen, after reading that, I would like everybody to just take a quick moment and think through the opportunities that we have passed up or let go by because we are unaware of how to appropriately wait on God. Or maybe not even just wait on God. We don't notice when God's working in our favor. And while you're doing that, I'm going to tell you a little story about me. So one day I'm sitting around and I'm really racking my brain on how to create a better financial space for myself, right? I mean, really sitting around and like going through it, like sweating, thinking, scratching my head, pulling hair out, worrying, tears falling out my eyes. I'm talking about, I'm thinking, like, man, yo, what can I do to just push myself forward a little bit, right? And then check this out, for no particular reason. I'm just one of those kind of cats, man, where I am focused on moving forward. That's very important to me, is to not feel stagnant, or not to, at least for me, not to think in my mind that I'm being stagnant, right? I always want to be progressing forward. So that being said, as I'm thinking, what dawned on me, just seemingly out of the blue, was, so I done gave you this job and you keep elevating in responsibility and in resources. And not only that, you've been blessed with this just innate ability to be financially responsible in some form and fashion. And then I thought, I've given you, I've given you everything you need to succeed already, and you're just not putting it into action. So I had to check myself and look in the mirror. Fam, you got money to do things that you couldn't have done before. You've got money and you're still doing these things that people wish they could do, that things that people are putting on credit cards to do. Nah, you're just like paying for it. So somehow you've got enough to be doing certain things. What is it that you want? Where is it that you think you should be? And then I start thinking about, man, I wonder how much money I spend on food and eating out. Because I know that's where it's going, right? I know my situation. I know what I be doing. So, you know, not only do I eat out a lot, man, I feel like I've eaten out every day this week. Every day, I really need to be doing that. And man, I was just noticing that, man, I was thinking that I was like spending money frivolously, right? But I wasn't really doing any due diligence to like check. And so finally, I decided I'd check. So I had to put my finances under the microscope. And I had to dig into my accounts and inspect my own situation. So as I opened up my bank account, I didn't find anything that I really didn't expect, especially where food is concerned. But then I did notice something. Yo, I spent a lot of money on just like nothing. Like when I say nothing, I mean nothing. Like y'all know I like movies, but like I go to the movies. Not only am I going to the movie, I'm going to the movie theater where I can get a drink. I'm going to the movie theater where I'm not just getting a popcorn, homie. I'm getting filet mignons when I'm eating. Yeah, man, I'm going wild. And I know I said filet mignon wrong. Y'all don't pay me no mind. Just let me talk, man. Anyway, so I'm doing wild stuff. And I'm noticing every time it's the weekend, I'm eating out three times a day. Or I'm eating out four times a day. Or I'm just going to the corner store, and I know what I'm going to the corner store for. It's the same one every time. I'm going to get wrap snacks. Man, I'm going to get wrap snacks like a fool. Bag don't even be full. Bag have a fourth of the bag have chips in it. Look, I love the Master P, but the wrap snacks bags be tella empty. I'm just saying. I've got every streaming service on the planet. And when I say everyone, I got everyone. Because sometimes I want to watch something on Paramount Plus. Don't nobody got Paramount Plus but me. I'm keeping the lights on. I got HBO Max. Stars. Cinemax. Bootleg. I'm watching bootleg movies. I got stuff that I'm not finna say on the mic. I got Roku channels. How? I don't know. I don't have no Roku TV. I got all kind of streaming TV services. Netflix. And I'm watching them all. YouTube. Man, I watch YouTube more than I watch anything else. Man, I have Hulu and Disney Plus, the packages where you don't have to watch commercials, because I don't like commercials. Yeah, I'm going to the fullest extent of everything that I got. Every version of everything I got is the one where you don't have commercials. Everything. So I'm looking at this, right? And so now I'm starting this. Now I'm sitting around and I'm like, okay. Yeah, okay, God, I see what you was saying. I done been blessed already. I already been sent a life raft. And not only am I watching the life rafts go by, I'm poking holes in them. Yes. I'm shooting at the helicopter when it's flying by. I'm going crazy. Yo, I'm really tripping. So I'm like, okay, how can I cut this off? Look, how the TV stuff, and I'm exaggerating a little bit. I ain't going too crazy. I have a lot of streaming services, but I ain't got all of them. So I'm looking at my streaming services, and then I'm noticing, I'm like, man, Hulu and Disney the same company. And I remember seeing a package one day. So I just began to go through, and then I found out that, these two streamings, the Hulu, whatever the version of Hulu that I have and the version of Disney that I have, there's a package out there where you can bundle them. And no, it's not a lot in terms of difference, but just in terms of the mentality of looking at that, knowing that there's a better option and then not taking it, I just couldn't do it. So yeah, I had to figure it out. Then I find out, in the midst of all this, that I'm paying for Hulu, no, I'm paying for Disney through Apple. So then I couldn't convert my Disney account to the package that Disney was offering because I was paying through Apple. So then I had to figure out how to unlink all that stuff. Tried to call Hulu 1,000 times. They act like they didn't know what I was talking about. Finally, I got in touch with somebody at Disney, and he worked me through it. And he was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna have to cancel your account and delete it immediately, because otherwise, it was gonna like take some time or something like that. And then what you do is you do this, that, and the third, and then you can subscribe to that package that you're wanting." So got that done. Then I noticed, in an effort to, I guess, streamline how charges were coming from the Apple account, I was trying to pay through PayPal. Well, I got a PayPal credit card, and the PayPal, the Apple stuff was getting charged. Instead of being going through PayPal and just going and just having PayPal use my debit card, it was going against the credit account. So now I've got all this interest that I've been paying for I don't know how long. And I'm like, oh my God. So I'm throwing money down the drain. Just throwing it. Like I said, life raft coming by and poking holes in it. Not paying attention, because the way God has blessed me, I haven't really had to. But what I know is, I've got to be a better steward of this. So I was going through inspecting my situations and just noticing these little different situations and areas where I'm doing this exact same thing, just not paying attention, just really not paying attention, letting a credit card pile up for no reason at all. And now I've been paying interest on it. And it's on auto. Like, I'm just not paying attention to it at all. So it's, you know, it's just one of those things, man, where you really have to, with this stuff, when we talk about finances, this is something you have to continually monitor. And if you can get it to a point to where things are automated and things like that, is great. But I think for me, it helps to sit down and look through some of this stuff, and even for some of it not to be automated, because it just keeps me on my toes. To a certain extent, I think when I get too automated, I have a tendency to just relax, maybe a little too much, right? And so, you know, like I said earlier, man, as I'm saying this, I want you all to think through your situations as well. What rafts, what helicopters, what motorboats has God sent? Well, again, this is a financial podcast, right? So think through this from a financial standpoint. What has God sent, man, that you have mishandled, right? What opportunities have you been sent, right? What person has God put in your life that you mishandled? I mean, it doesn't just have to be financial related. It can be anything, man. And this is an opportunity, not just to work through our finances and get better, but to look at our lives and reevaluate how we are stewarding the gifts that God has blessed us with in life. And so, getting back to the story, man, so now I'm asking myself, okay, how can I change this? Well, the answer is obvious. Stop eating out, fool. That's the answer. Stop doing stupid stuff. Just stop. Or be more mindful, about what you're spending money on. And then check out how smart I am, right? So I ask myself, right, I'm thinking, okay, I have to stop eating out. All right, cool, that sounds good. But how? How can I stop eating out so much? How? I don't know how I'm going to do it. I knew the answer was eat at home, by the way. Stop eating out, right? I know what the answer is, but I still wasn't going to do it. Yeah, because I'm bad with money. I mean, when I say bad, I mean good. I'm a bad son of a gun with money, so I don't have to do this. None of that applies to me. Pride go before the fall. So look, and sometimes, man, you know, God will just force stuff on us. Like, he'll force us to move in a direction that we may not just opt to go in ourselves. So I kept eating out. Man, I'm steady eating out. Then all of a sudden, man, restaurants start getting my orders wrong. Uber Eats starts saying, hey, man, you done reported too much stuff. We ain't giving you no money back. I start having to argue with the people. That's cool. For the most part, I'm getting my money back. Then a couple of things happen. Order Wingstop. Ubi's man pull up outside. I see him. Car same and everything. I see him sitting in front of the crib. He sit there for like 5-10 minutes. He drive off. Order, your order has been delivered. Where? Man, I reported him so fast. I almost called the police. Hey, went out late in the street. Act like he hit me with his car, trying to take my food. Man, when I'm talking about mad, oh man, I was hot. So he done took my food, and then to top it off, right? I give my money back, whatever. To top it off, then you know, I keep eating out. I keep doing it. Now all the food start not being good no more. Just not being good. Like, oh no, you're getting your food now. And it just don't taste good. So what can you do about that? You can't report it. So what's going on? So then I gotta go to the doctor's office. For like a, you know, your annual checkup or whatever. Doc says, boy, you're getting fat. Huh? You getting fat. What happened? You were doing so good. I put my head down. And then the doctor gone pre-diabetic and using a bunch of words that I wasn't trying to hear. You know, my blood pressure was getting in control and wilding, tripping. Man, I feel so ashamed. Not because of what the doctor said or how she said it or anything like that, man. But it was because I thought I had conquered this already. I thought I was above this. I thought, man, I eat out, man. Man, I'm good. Man, I'm young. Yeah, I'll go work it out. I'll go work out, and it'll be gone. Gyms start being crowded. I'm talking about real crowded. And I play basketball. Well, I couldn't play basketball like how I was used to. Went in the gym one day, got upset, kicked the ball, and went to the ceiling and knocked the light down. I'm not talking about no small light neither, a big light. Yeah, he got my attention, didn't he? Yeah, man, he got my attention. So, yeah, I started learning how to cook. Yeah, I started learning how to cook, run, do push-ups, riding bikes. Man, look. Okay, I hear you. Then I turn on the TV. Cause I'm I'm a Laker fan. Boy, every time I turn on the TV and watch the game, they talking about how old LeBron James is. And then I look in the mirror. He almost 10 years older than you. Look what he doing. Oh, yeah, I feel bad. Yeah, I feel bad. Yeah, boy, I got back in that gym. Gym wasn't as crowded no more. Yeah, well, my mind got right. And I got a little straightened. I got back in that gym. Stuff started to go. I started learning how to cook. Yeah, things started straightening out a little bit. So, you know, man, I say all that to say this, man. Sometimes it's not about addition, it's about subtraction. How are we stewarding our current situations? You know, as I begin to, again, steer the conversation more towards a financial perspective, man, has God already sent you a raft that you've ignored, that you've poked holes in yourself, right? The job that he has you in at the moment, the career that you are in at the moment, how are you stewarding those finances? Are you are you stewarding your resources in a way that is pleasing and honoring to the kingdom, pleasing and honoring to God, so that he can bless you with more, right? Because sometimes we sit around and we just ask him for more, like me, for no reason. Now, true enough, I do need more to do some of the things that I'm hoping and praying that I will be able to do. But first, I have to prove that I can handle what I already have. And a big part of this platform, this podcast for me, is sharing with you my journey and what I go through, man. And so I always try to tell you guys, I'm not where I want to be. That's financial, that's emotional, that's relational, like familial, that's everything, right? I'm not where I want to be. So I'm not immune to going through some of this stuff because I have a podcast and I work in finance and I do this, that, and the third. My mind told me that, though. And guess where I ended up? Man, just like everybody else. Just like everybody else. And I'm fat. Yeah, fat, slovenly, Jabba the Hutt looking. Yeah. Yeah, this is how I talk to myself in my head, man. When I'm at the gym, you sorry motherfucker. You fat piece of. Yeah, I talk to myself crazy. I can't talk to myself. I can't talk to this podcast. I'll talk to myself. But no, man, the point is this, right? What good is the finance if your health is not going to allow you to be able to enjoy it? Right? I heard Tony Evans say the other day, he ain't going to waste himself on you if you can't handle what it is he has to offer you. He's not just going to give you whatever just because that's the plan. That's what he wants to give you. But you might not be able to handle it. Where would your life be if you followed the path that God has laid out for us, right? Just the general path, right? I'm not talking specifics because that gets into something else. Just the general path. Where would your life be? What rafts did God send your way and you ignored? Right? Because sometimes we want God to do something extravagant. That's what the problem is in our brain. I say, God, I need more money, right? I want more money, whatever the vernacular is. Man, we be expecting to walk down the street and find a bag of money, 100,000 grand, sitting on a curb. That's what we want to happen. If we being honest, we want to win the lottery. We don't want to make good decisions. We want to win the lottery. We want to get lucky. That's what we really want. When God is trying to turn us into the people that He wants us to be. So that when he blesses us, it just don't stop with us, right? Because if you walk outside and you find that bag on the corner that you really want to find, you go out and you hit that ticket that you bought at the corner store, man, you ain't going to help nobody. What good is it blessing you? What good is it? Right? And we sit around and we worry about what the next person have, not knowing that the enemy has sent them gifts to keep them off track. And he knows that if he puts the spotlight on them, he'll keep you off track too. You feel me? So that's why I say, man, it's so important to inspect our own situations. Because if nothing else, we're aware of where we are, where we want to be, and where we need to be. Because sometimes what we want is irrelevant because where we are cannot handle what we want. So as you're sitting there and you're saying to yourself, God, I need more. I need more money. I need a blessing in my career. I need this this advance. I need this bonus. I need this. I'm trying to think of the word for like moving to the next level in your job, I can't. I'm like blanking on it, and I can't think of what it is. You know, like when you get a something like it's there, right? As when you get a sign and yell it at the stereo. Is your stereo? I'm old. Yell it at your headphones, at your AirPods, as you're listening. At the radio in the car. What word am I looking for? Because it's right there, and I can't say it. Anyway, if you're looking at God, expecting more, asking for more, inspect the water that you're treading in currently. Perhaps a life raft has already been sent, and you've ignored it, expecting the clouds to open up and Noah's Ark to come out the sky. Because that's what we be thinking, if we're being honest. That's what we're expecting. Some miraculous, dramatic movie event. We want the Hulk to snap and all of the Avengers come out of the portals. If we're being honest, that's what we're expecting. But inspect yourself. Inspect what it is that you already have. Because what I guarantee you is this. If nothing else, you just become more aware of what your current situation is. And it never hurts to be more aware. It doesn't hurt to be more aware of ourselves, right? Because once we're more aware of our situations, then we can take the necessary steps to correct and adjust and make the type of changes that we need to get to where it is that we want to go to, where God wants to go and where He can bless us more. And then we can turn around and bless somebody else because we've got ourselves together. So, man, don't ignore the rafts. Don't ignore the rafts. Don't ignore the motorboats or the helicopters. Be aware of your situation so that you can know. Because, man, sometimes, right, I've caught myself doing this before, and I'll wrap this up. This will be my last thing. Man, asking God for you know, financial increase or whatever, right? Just need a little bit of extra money to do this, that, or the third, and get a bonus, right? Some unexpected money will come from work, right? The job that you do. And I sit there and be like, man, ain't nobody give me some more. Ain't nobody give me some more money. See, don't ignore the wrath. Don't ignore it. I'm just saying. But with that all, man, being said, I want to go ahead and let you guys go. I want you guys to enjoy your weekend. Have a great time. Get out the house. Don't be sitting around doing nothing. Life's too short. Inspect yourself if you're going to stay inside the house. Do something productive. And if you're not, and if you've been productive, and if you got out the house, make sure you follow your boy, Black Wealth and the God, on Instagram, on Facebook, TikTok. I don't be posting nothing. I'm just saying. So it's going to come a time when I am posting some, when I figure out what I can and cannot post. Or how. Again, I'm not good at social media, so it's probably somebody sitting out there that's like, but just do this. I don't know what the answer is. So if you know what that answer is, let me know. And we'll figure it out together. But no, man. On a serious note, man, I want you guys to be blessed. You know, just take that inventory, man. Take an inventory of your situation and figure out what it is that God has blessed you with already. How you can steward it better. And how you can make the most out of the blessings that you have so that you can be a blessing to someone else, man. So, with that being said, we're going to wrap this thing up. About 40 minutes in. Didn't mean to be this long. I thought this was going to be a shorter one. But oh well. In Jesus' name. Peace.